And this is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Saturday, the 4th of January. Good morning from Broadcasting House in London, from me, Alan Smith, and our studio manager, Adrian Bhargava. Sarah Keith Lucas will be here with a shipping bulletin in a minute, and after news briefing and prayer for the day, we're invited to embrace flânerism, the French art of observing life with a detached curiosity. There's more about that in Something to Declare at 6:15. But first, let's start our day with a look ahead to tonight.
From BBC Radio 4, this is What Seriously? I'm Dara O'Brien.
And I'm Izzy Sutty. And in our new series, we're bringing you short stories and tall tales.
Tortoises were valued for their endurance and resistance to radiation. These heroes in a half shell became the first Earth creatures to fly round the moon.
What Seriously? Is packed with real-life strange but true stories and provide you with excellent social ammo to impress your friends.
The twist is we don't know how each story unfolds, and we'll have to figure it out one fragment at a time with our special guests, who each have a mysterious connection to the tale.
Join us for What Seriously?
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. Starts tonight at 11. And now to the BBC Weather Centre and Sarah.
Thank you, Alan, and good morning. And now, the shipping forecast, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday, the 4th of January 2025. There are warnings of gales in Biscay, Trafalgar, Fitzroy, Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet and Shannon. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, 450 miles west of Fitzroy, 992. Expected Shannon, 984 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Zira, south at Zira. Northwesterly, 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic, 4 to 6 later. Snow showers, then rain or snow, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight. West or southwest, backing south or southeast later, 3 to 5. Showers, wintry at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Humber, Thames, Dover. Southwest, 3 to 5, backing southeast, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, then veering southwest later in Dover. Wintry showers, then rain or snow later, good, occasionally poor, becoming moderate to very poor later. White, Portland, Plymouth. Southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, veering southwesterly, 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers, then rain or sleet, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Biscay, Fitzroy. Cyclonic, 4 to 6 at first, except in South Fitzroy, otherwise southerly or southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in southeast Fitzroy. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or poor, occasionally good. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet. Southeasterly, 3 to 5 at first, except in West Seoul, otherwise cyclonic, 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. Southwest, 2 to 4, backing southeast, 4 or 5, then northeast, 5 to 7 later. Showers, then rain or snow, good, becoming moderate to very poor. Shannon. East, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, then becoming northeast later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rockall, Malin. West, 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then northeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle. Cyclonic, becoming northeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7, except in East Hebrides. Wintry showers with snow in Fair Isle, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland. Northeasterly, 4 to 6. Snow showers, good, occasionally very poor. Light icing later in southeast Iceland. And now, the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic. West-northwest, 3, 32 miles, 1,013, falling. Stornoway, southwest, 3, rain, more than 38 miles, 1,011, falling. Lerwick, west by north, 3, 35 miles, 1,011, falling. Lucas, southwest, 1, 5 miles, 1,014, falling. Bridlington. West by South 2, 1017, falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. West Southwest 3, 11 miles, 1021. Jersey. Southeast 4, 22 miles, 1020, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. Southeast by East 4, more than 27 miles, 1020. Scilly Automatic. Southeast by South 5, recent rain 13 miles, 1017, falling. Valentia. East by North 3, 24 miles, 1016, falling quickly. Rondlesway. West Southwest 2, 22 miles, 1017, falling. Malin Head. South by West 4, slight showers 22 miles, 1015, falling. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Saturday the 4th of January 2025. General situation. The United Kingdom currently lies in a cold and showery air mass, although high pressure across southern areas is bringing mainly settled conditions here. Then, during this afternoon, tonight and Sunday, an Atlantic weather system will move in from the southwest, bringing strengthening winds and rain or snow. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly veering southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 or 3 later in south, but northeasterly 4 to 6 later in north. Showers, wintry at first. Good, occasionally poor. Sorry about that. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 3 or less. Showers, wintry at first. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 2 to 4, backing southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, then rain later. Good, becoming moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest backing south 3 or 4, then backing southeast 5 or 6 later. Showers, then rain or sleet later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Southwesterly 3 or 4, backing southeasterly 4 to 6. Showers, then rain or snow later. Moderate or good, becoming moderate to very poor later. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill. Variable 3 or less, becoming southeasterly 5 to 7. Then cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Fair, then rain or sleet. Good, becoming moderate or poor later. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, then becoming southwest 5 to 7 later. Fair, then rain. Good, becoming moderate or poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7, becoming cyclonic, then southwest 5 to 7 later. Showers, then rain. Good, becoming moderate or poor. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or southeast 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, then veering southwest later. Showers, then rain or sleet. Good, becoming moderate or poor. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. South or southwest 2 to 4, backing southeast 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later. Showers, then rain or snow. Good, becoming moderate to very poor. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. West or southwest 2 to 4, backing southeast 4 or 5, then east or northeast 5 to 7 later. Showers, then rain or snow later. Good, becoming moderate to very poor later. Isle of Man. West, backing southeast 3 or 4, then backing east 5 to 7 later. Showers, then rain or sleet later. Good, occasionally moderate, becoming moderate or poor later. Lock Fall to Carlingford Lock. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east or northeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, then rain later in south. Good, becoming moderate or poor later in south. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly 2 to 4, then northeasterly 4 or 5 later, occasionally 6 later in south. Showers, perhaps wintry at first. Good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. west or southwest 3 to 5, backing south 2 to 4, then east or northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Westerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then becoming northeasterly 5 later in far north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shetland Isles. Northwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic, then northeast 4 to 6. Sleet, snow or snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with the general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Saturday, the 4th of January. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. The Foreign Office says a British man was among those killed when a pickup truck ploughed into crowds celebrating New Year in New Orleans. Large parts of the UK are bracing for heavy snow, with warnings the icy conditions could cause widespread disruption. And in sport, 17-year-old Luke Littler has become the youngest ever World Darts champion. The Foreign Office says a British man was among the 14 people killed in a deadly attack in New Orleans on New Year's Day. Edward Pettifer was 31 and from London. His cause of death was listed as blunt force injuries. Simon Jones reports.
In the early hours of New Year's Day, a man named by the FBI as Shamsuddin Jabbar drove a pickup truck into crowds before he was shot dead in a gunfight with the police. An Islamic State flag was found inside his vehicle. 14 people died and at least 39 others were injured. Among the dead was Edward Pettifer, who was 31 and from Chelsea. In a statement, his family described him as a wonderful son, brother, grandson, nephew and a friend to so many. The Metropolitan Police said officers from its counter-terrorism command were supporting Mr. Pettifer's relatives.
Weather warnings for snow and ice are due to come into effect across parts of the UK. The Met Office says heavy snow over the weekend could affect travel, particularly in the north of England, the Midlands, the South West and Wales. Low temperatures are also forecast to continue. Many places are providing extra support for vulnerable people. Overnight, the Salvation Army in Eastbourne opened its doors to the homeless. This man, Lucas, says he was pleased to be off the streets.
Without this place, probably I would be frozen right now. Last few nights was like already getting colder as well. Then probably right now I would be like frozen, I guess.
NHS England is to announce plans to allow GPs to refer patients for tests, checks and scans without the need for a consultant appointment. They'll be part of wider proposals to be published on Monday to cut the waiting list, which currently stands at 7.5 million people. A judge in New York has said Donald Trump will be sentenced next week following his conviction on charges relating to hush money payments to the adult film star Stormy Daniels. The judge said it was important to protect the sanctity of a